Industrial space has become almost impossible to lease or buy in the greater Portland area after cash-rich marijuana growers snapped up existing warehouses. That's helped to force vacancy rates way down and prices way up, just as conventional businesses are ready to expand. Fred Bever has more.
A few years ago, Stephen Arnold, who owns marinas in Yarmouth and Naples, had his pick of heated warehouses where he could store clients' boats in the winter. Then medical marijuana growers started to compete for the same spaces. One moved into the 120,000-square-foot facility where he was storing close to 200 boats. That created some new challenges, such as the way the odor of high-quality pot can work its way into a boat's upholstery.
And, you know, on the pontoon boats and some of the fiberglass boats, not a big deal, but some of the bigger boats, like cruisers, you know, 28 feet and above, there was a very strong smell.
Come spring, that created some extra boat cleaning, and it signaled more substantial changes to come. Arnold says his landlord continued to put a squeeze on the square footage available for boats.
One year he came to me and said, "Hey, I want the back area. I'm going to sublease it to marijuana growers." And I was like, all right, so that was, call it 30,000 of the warehouse. And then the following year, he took another 20,000. So I saw the writing on the wall.
Arnold figures the growers were able to offer maybe twice as much as he paid for the space. So he ran the numbers, bought properties near his marinas, and last year opened his second boat storage facility. And he's far from alone. These days, if you need industrial space in Greater Portland, good luck.
We're out of space. We're down to 1% vacancy now.
Justin LaMontagne is a partner at the Dunham Group real estate company, and he recently completed a market survey of more than 560 industrial spaces in Greater Portland. In 6 years, he says, the vacancy rate has dropped from 8% to 1%, while lease rates have risen from less than $5 per square foot to nearly $7. Purchase prices, he says, in some cases, have doubled.
I've got conventional businesses and folks that employ hundreds of people that cannot find more space to grow any further or relocate. So it's kind of a critical point right now in the industrial market.
There are more pressures at work than just what legalized marijuana brings to bear. Light manufacturers and food processors are ready to expand.
There's also the burgeoning brewery industry and distilleries, which have taken up a lot of space, whether it be for warehousing, distribution, or production.
Drew Sigfridson is managing director at CBRE, the Bolus company. He says building new is a tough choice, too. It's expensive, and most land suitable for development in the area has already been developed.
And there hasn't been a lot of new construction to keep up with that demand.
Demand from would-be marijuana growers does seem to have eased in Maine over the last quarter or two, partly in response to the legislature's glacial efforts to implement voter-approved legalization of recreational marijuana. Hannah King is an attorney with a group called Maine Professionals for Regulating Marijuana. She says some cultivators and their investors recently abandoned Maine and set their sights instead on Massachusetts, where lawmakers are moving more quickly to implement legalization.
Investors are saying, look, there's no certainty around either your adult use or your medical programs in Maine right now. And we know Massachusetts has essentially finalized their regulatory regime. They're planning on first sales July of 2018. And while we'd like to participate in Maine's market, we want certainty.
King adds, though, that measures now moving through the Maine legislature would expand the medical marijuana market. That's bringing some renewed interest in cultivation here.
The phone's ringing again for me, and I'm imagining that it is for real estate agents as well.
Potentially meaning demand for scarce warehouse space could rise again. Broker Justin LaMontagne does see one potential trend on the horizon that could ease the squeeze for both conventional and marijuana businesses: conversion of vacant big box retail space into light industrial and distribution facilities. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Fred Bever.